The Ontario government has decided to replace about 25% of mammography machines in use because of new information that reveals that these machines are less effective in detecting breast cancer than other devices in use. And joining us today is my friend and colleague, Dr. David Jacobs. He is a radiologist staff at the River Regional Hospital and also chair of the Diagnostic Imaging Section of the Ontario Medical Association. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. And it was interesting that you wrote me about this because it was something I wanted to talk about this week as well, because people are probably having questions about this. You know, when things appear in the newspaper, you start to, you know, people start to ask questions about, you know, did that mammogram that I had, how accurate was it? So I wanted to start off, and if you can fill us in on what the various technologies that we use in Ontario for use in mammography, what machines are available?
Okay, so it's quite a mixed bag in Ontario. We're one of the last provinces, in fact, we're one of the last places in North America that still uses analog imaging, which is old-fashioned X-ray cassettes. Mm-hmm. And that accounts for about, we'll say, about 20% of our machines mm-hmm. are old-fashioned cassettes. Then we have something called CR, and CR is kind of a bridge between the old-fashioned and the modern equipment. And basically what it does is it uses all the old-fashioned equipment, but the cassettes, instead of having film in them, have a special computer piece that can then be read by a computer. Mm-hmm. So you don't use any chemicals, and you can store the images digitally, but it's not truly a digital image. And then we also have quite a few of the modern pieces of equipment mm-hmm. called DR. And DR, there is no cassette, and the image goes directly from the machine into the computer. And there are varying generations of DR, those are the three, analog, CR, and DR.
Now, do each of these have various strengths and weaknesses in your experience in using them, and also with respect to how sensitive or specific they are in detecting disease?
Absolutely. So analog really is antiquated. That's the old film that you hold up to mm-hmm. the light. It has no particular strengths. Statistically, however, it is still very good at detecting cancer, but it's an obsolete piece of technology. Mm-hmm. The chemicals that you need to process them are becoming less and less available. The replacement parts are less and less available. There are also some serious drawbacks. They have a higher dose. The images are easily lost. Mm-hmm. And they also have poor penetration of dense breasts, which is an issue for the Asian population and younger patients. Mm-hmm. It also adds to the length of time to do procedures. So it's really a problematic technology. CR has many of the same problems as analog, but its only advantage is that you can store the images digitally. Mm-hmm. DR is just a much better technology. It's lower dose. It's faster for the patient. You're not being compressed as long. The procedures when we have to do biopsies go much faster. You have to do fewer punctures because you're dealing with less patient motion. Mm-hmm. They penetrate much better, and they're upgradable to new technologies coming out. So DR is very much the way to go, and there have been reports based on this from 2010 that the government's had, both from the Ontario Association of Radiologists and their own organization, OTAC, suggesting in 2010 that they must go digital.
So in other words, the digital machines likely can be software upgraded, and when the images are taken, you can analyze, and the algorithms used can actually produce better results for you.
Oh, much better results.
Yeah.
Much better results. And moreover, there are new technologies coming out that we can talk about later mm-hmm. That is significantly increase the sensitivity of these machines. But it's only available for DR, not for the other two.
So this decision to change the older machines, the CR and the analog, what studies were used to show this? Because people are asking, you know, they may not even know what machine they had used to evaluate the screen, mm-hmm. and should they worry based on this particular study?
Okay, so the first thing is I'm going to make one correction, and I this is something that is really gets me very angry.
Mm-hmm.
The analog isn't being replaced.
Okay.
The only thing that's being replaced are the CR. So we've got the oldest technology out there, and it's not going to be replaced.
How come?
Well, you know, I'd really like to know that. Basically, what this study has shown is that analog and DR give you about will detect about 5 in 1,000 cancers in women's breasts.
Mm-hmm.
CR will detect 3.4 per thousand. We'll call it a 20% difference in the sensitivity of the studies.
Right.
That's very significant.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they're saying, okay, well, now we have to get rid of CR, which is fine, and I think it's great, and I think that's the right move to make. But it's ignoring the fact that we still have these antiquated machines that also need to be replaced. And it really has been said, well, that's not the issue right now. We're just going to replace CR, and analog is not even on the table. And it's quite surprising and disappointing. But basically, you're looking at a 20% difference between CR and DR in terms of the sensitivity. And what that amounts to for the women of Ontario is every year, you're going to miss about 200 cancers.
So that's not insignificant.
It's huge.
So what I'm also at a loss to understand, if this study was done, and from what you've said, that the analog really is, you know, when you look at analog and CR, they're essentially similar, with the only difference being CR is put onto a computer screen and you're not
Correct.
Using the actual film. How does the analog then become equivalent in terms of outcome with the digital?
You know, the reality of it is that you're going to have theories as to why one is why that has happened, but you're not going to actually be able to come out with a definitive answer for that. But the statistics are very strong. This study was done with very reliable data from the OBSP, Ontario Breast Screening Program, which is a very good program. It's well constructed. It's very reputable. I'm a strong supporter of it.
Right.
And the number of patients was huge. We're almost 700,000 patients.
Yeah.
So the answer is, I would have to guess as to why it was. I have some ideas, but you know, I don't have the scientific proof to back it up.
So for the Ontario Breast Screening Centers, specifically the centers themselves, are they switching all to digital, or they're still going to have the analog as well?
There is no money for switching to analog to digital, and there is no indication at this time that there will be any money to switch. So, I make it akin to the Gardiner Expressway in Toronto. Here's this big, important piece of infrastructure, and it's crumbling. Chunks are falling down. So now let's say the middle section of the Gardiner absolutely, completely collapses, and then the government says, well, we're repairing that right away. Should we cheer the government for repairing the section that collapsed while the rest of it is in complete disrepair? I'm not so sure. I think that a more responsible approach would be to say, look, this very important piece of infrastructure has been underfunded and needs to be brought into the modern era. Let's do it. Instead of, okay, here's a damning study, let's deal with a damning study. It's a Band-Aid, and I don't think breast cancer should be treated with Band-Aids.
So
it should be treated properly.
So instead of being proactive, they're being reactive.
Absolutely. And this is not news. You know, the study is news to them, and it's news to us. And we, in good conscience, have been working on CR, DR, and analog machines for years, thinking that we're doing the right thing. But the news that they needed to upgrade, that's 2 years old, and that's from two separate organizations. It's 3 years old now.
Now, very quickly, have only about a minute left. You mentioned some of the newer technologies that are available.
There's some great stuff coming down the road. So there's something called breast tomosynthesis, and using the DR machines that will be purchased, and you can look through someone's breast like you would flip through a book, the pages of a book. You get all these fine cuts, no additional radiation,
right.
And your sensitivities go way up, and you don't make as many kind of cautious, incorrect calls. There are fewer biopsies. There's less of a scare to the patient. It's fantastic.
So it's almost like an animated change.
It's huge.
Yeah.
There's contrast-enhanced mammography. I'm not so sure how far that will go because I'm not sure too many women want to have an injection mm-hmm. when they're getting a mammogram. I don't know the practicality of that.
Right.
And then the last thing is breast MRI. Here's something that we've had for years. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of people trained in it, but there is no time available on magnets, and many of the magnets are incapable of doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have a breast cancer, the chances of you having a cancer in the other breast at 10 years is 6%, at 12%.
Mm-hmm.
These are significant numbers, and something like breast MRI is very helpful in detecting contralateral breast cancer. So, you know, we've got a lot of tools at our disposal, but we just don't have the infrastructure to deal with breast cancer in a modern way in Ontario, and it's disappointing.
Well, David, I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time today on a holiday weekend to discuss this, and I'd love to have you back on to discuss more radiology imaging technologies. I think people are very interested in this.
It's my pleasure, and anytime.